Perek Yud Ches, Mishnah Gimel. We're continuing with the theme of the prohibition not to do things on Shabbos that require extra tircha, extra work. Ein meyaldin es ha behema. A person is not allowed to help an animal give birth by pulling out the baby out of the womb on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, and all the more so on Shabbos, because this is an extra tircha, and on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, you're not supposed to be doing an extra tircha, extra hard work. Aval, but, so granted you can't pull the baby out, but you don't have to let your animal just sit there suffering during the childbirth, so misa'adin is permitted, meaning you can grab the baby as it comes out, so it doesn't fall down to the ground. Or you can push back its flesh, you know, the baby comes out easy, but not that you pull the baby out like, you know, a normal procedure. You have to do something a little bit different. So you either catch the baby when it falls out, or pull back its flesh so that it's easier to give birth, but you can't actually pull it out like you would during the week. Okay. Umiyaldin, now that's all by a behema, by an animal. However, by a woman, of course, you could be machal Shabbos to the highest degree. Umi yaldan as a isha b'Shabbos, a person is allowed to help a woman give birth on Shabbos, because now we're not dealing with animals, we're dealing with people. And with people, there's sakanas nefashas, you can have a life, you know, it's life-threatening. So umi yaldan as a isha b'Shabbos, you can help a lady give birth on Shabbos, and of course on Yom Tov as well. V'koran lacha chama, you could even call a midwife for her, mimakam hamakam, even if the midwife is coming from out of town, she's coming from China. It doesn't matter. If this is what the woman needs, then you do it on Shabbos. U'mechalin aleh as a Shabbos, and you could desecrate the Shabbos for her, because she is a din of a chole sheyesh bo sakana, a ill person that is, you know, life-threatening. So you can do pretty much anything that she needs to be done on Shabbos for her. The koshrin es hatabor, and when the actual baby comes out, so you can tie the umbilical cord of the baby in order that they explain over here that the intestines of the baby don't come out. So you could tie it. But he says don't cut it though. Don't cut the umbilical cord like you normally would, rather tie it. Rabbi Yossi argues and he says, no, avchotrin, you can even cut the umbilical cord on Shabbos, and that's how we paskin the lenient view that you can even cut it. Let's say the lady had a baby boy, so any kind of matter that is needed for the actual bris, is permitted to do on Shabbos, because mila is doche, pushes off Shabbos. The pasuk says, "Ubayom hashmini yimo." On the eighth day, you do the circumcision. So, what's hashmini, the eighth day? Even if it falls out on Shabbos, it pushes off Shabbos. And that concludes Perek Yud Ches, chapter 18. Moving on to Perek Yud Tes, chapter 19. Now we're going to continue on the theme that we left off with of doing a bris on Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer says, Mishnah Aleph, Im lo hevi kli me'erev Shabbos. Now that we know you could do a bris milah on Shabbos, what happens if the moel forgets to bring his utensil to the shul on erev Shabbos? Zman ha'milah chal b'Shabbos, the bris falls out on Shabbos, but the moel forgets his knife at home. So what does he do? There's no erev. Is he allowed to bring it or not? Mevio b'Shabbos megula. So he's permitted to bring the knife to shul, even though he's carrying when there's no erev. But you should bring it with the knife open, meaning everyone should see what you're doing. So everyone understands that you're bringing a milah, a knife for a bris milah. And this shows how chavev, how beloved the mitzvah of milah is to us, that it'll even desecrate, you know, the laws of Shabbos. And also, we don't want people thinking that you're just, you know, caring for the heck of it. So make sure people see what you're doing so that they understand that what you're doing is for the mitzvah of Mila and to show the love for the mitzvah that it even desecrates Shabbos. However, Ubisakana, in times of danger, when the nations of the world don't let us practice the mitzvah of Mila, so then, of course, don't bring it out in the open. Rather, Mechaseu al pi'edim, you should cover it up for your own safety, but you should have witnesses to testify that you're bringing this, you know, Mila knife to shul on Shabbos, that other people aren't going to start bechoshed you and say, hey, that guy's carrying on Shabbos, I can carry also. Make sure they're aware of what you're carrying. Va'od Amar Blezer, Blezer says further, Kursin Eitzim Lathos Pechamin. Let's just say the guy doesn't have a knife to do the bris milah on Shabbos. So you can go as far as even start cutting down wood to make a fire, to make coals, to melt, you know, a piece of metal, to make it into a knife. Lassus kli barzel, make for yourself a iron utensil, make yourself a knife for the bris. So you could go really, really far for this. You could start cutting down, you know, branches and burning up a fire and making a utensil. There are a number of malachos here. Cutting down branches is kosher, is harvesting. Lighting a fire is mavir, is burning. Making utensils, bona, building. But you're allowed to do all this for the mitzvah of milah on Shabbos. Because Rabbi Eliezer holds that even machshire milah, things that are like, you know, not just the actual bris, but things that have to be done for the bris as well, pushes off Shabbos. However, Rabbi Akiva argues, he says, klal amar b'kiva, b'kiva, he lays down the rules, and he says that no, we don't go so far to be so lenient. Rather, he says it's prohibited on Shabbos to bring a knife into a she'asur lahavi b'Shabbos as a sakin hamila b'shus rabim ba'azlas sakin lamila. Meaning, he says you can't start cutting down branches and making a fire to make a knife. Not only that, you can't even bring the knife to shul, out in the open. Why not? Because here's Rabbi Akiva's rule. Kol melacha she'efshar la'asosa me'erev Shabbos. Any melacha that you could have done it before Shabbos, right? And then you forgot. You forgot to bring your knife to shul. You forgot to make a knife. So if you were able to do it before Shabbos, and now Shabbos came, you didn't, eina doche es ha'Shabbos. Then it doesn't push off the Shabbos. And it's too bad. You can't bring the knife to shul if there's no erev. You can't start cutting down wood and make a knife. However, but if something that's impossible to do before Shabbos, so for example, the actual bris, you can't do the bris before Shabbos if the eighth day is on Shabbos. So then, doch is a Shabbos, that will push off Shabbos. So things that are, you know, unavoidable, like the actual milah, then you could do that on Shabbos. But everything else, you should have done it before Shabbos. If you didn't, we don't give you leniencies to start doing these things on Shabbos, to bringing the knife to shul or cutting down branches to burn up a fire to make a knife. And this is how we paskin, the more stringent view, that the mullah's got to be careful to have everything ready, and then only the actual bris he could do on Shabbos, because that's something that was unavoidable. He couldn't have done it during the week. And that concludes Mishnah Aleph.